got a hold on the tick of mine. Standing right there, got a hold.
This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. Broadcasting at 88.1 FM and via translators. K202AB at 88.3 in Glenwood Springs, K202AT at 88.3 in Aspen, K203EG at 88.5 in Basalt, K203EH at 88.5 in Redstone, K228AG at 93.5 in Leadville, K234BJ at 94.7 in Old Snowmass, K235AP at 94.9 in Thomasville, and K260BZ at 99.9 in Snowmass Village.
Well, here we are again, from the sublime to the ridiculous. It's time now for whatever. Hi, everyone. I'm Luke Alicious, and I'm here with my lovely co-hosts. The Janerator joins us by phone. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Luke Alicious. Luke Alicious, your voice.
And the Pamster is here, too. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Luke Alicious.
How are you?
Good. How's your Wednesday?
Yeah, so far, so good. We even had some rain last night. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
Didn't you have rain today down there?
A little bit.
Just for a minute.
We had big thunderstorm and lots of rain for about a half hour up here.
Cool.
Nice. That's a long time. It only rained for maybe 3 minutes max down here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, it was a good burst.
Well, we need all the rain we can get, but you know what? That lightning kind of makes me nervous.
I know.
Yeah.
It's both glorious and nerve-wracking at the same time, isn't it?
Just like life,
exactly.
Huh?
Just like life, especially now.
Hey, we have a caller already.
Already? But they didn't even tell her.
How about that?
See,
we've got everybody trained.
Okay.
All right, let's see who it is. Hello, caller. You're on air.
Hey, it's me, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hey, everyone. Hi. I wanted to call before Jake called. I can't seem to get in when he calls.
I know.
Hang on one second. Okay, yeah. Sorry, I got a customer here. Hey, I just want to know if you guys know what's going on at the corner of Main Street and 133. What are they building there?
No.
I don't know. But there's fencing and activity, isn't there?
I heard it's a mixed-use building, retail and living quarters.
Where?
Oh, okay.
Where?
Across from Sopris.
I gotta go. I'll listen to you guys.
Okay.
Bye,
okay,
Lisa.
Bye. Okay.
Okay.
Across from the Sopris Shopping Center, where Mi Casita and Ragged Mountain and the laundromat and the new restaurant, JC, whatever I think it is, I don't know. There's a fence and construction activity.
Across which one?
Colorado. Across Colorado.
Across Colorado, really?
Between Colorado and Main Street, right there on the roundabout.
In that parking lot.
Right behind the bus station.
As the Rafta parking lot.
Yeah.
But it was never a Rafta parking lot, really.
Right.
But you know what it is? When they move the cattle in the spring and the fall, that's where they go. They go through that parking lot. That's how they move them.
Well, not no more.
Whoa. So what's going in there? Do we know?
Mixed use, retail and apartments.
Wow. Carbondale's growing too much for my taste.
Yeah, I saw that picture in the Sopris Sun of taking up there above.
Oh, yeah.
Brick Ridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wick picture.
Wick took it.
Wow. Yeah.
Wiki.
Yeah. Wiki.
963-2976 if anyone wants to call in and talk about whatever. I have something. What?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I have something I want to talk about at some point on our show.
Well, you should do it.
Would
you like to be invited to talk about it?
Could you invite me?
Dane, now would be a great time for you to share a thought with us.
Oh, thank you, Pam. I would love to.
Do it fast before it's gone.
Okay, so at Mountain Fair, because there is going to be a Mountain Fair this year, but it's not going to be the regular Mountain Fair. And I might have said something or started to say something about this last week.
You did?
I did say it, but now you can sign up for it. It's
the
Worcester Dog Show. And it's part of Mountain Fair. It's going to be the Saturday, July 25th, that morning at the rodeo ground. And there are going to be six classes and six dogs and handlers per class. And you have to, and only 50 in the audience because of social distancing. And you have to sign up. You don't have to pay. But you just have to sign up if you want to come watch.
You should make them pay.
Well, and
why miss an opportunity to take people's money?
Well, if you're going to participate, you have to pay $10 a dog. But to watch, no.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, ticket sales.
Okay, I'll ask Amy.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really, really fun. We have an announcer and three judges. And fun categories like the biggest bitch and
well, you win that category.
Thank you, Pam.
Are you rigging this for yourself?
I thought that you would win that category, and I would be runner up. Actually,
no. After you're gone, I'll try to take that place, but not until then.
So you can say bitch, but you can't say slut.
No,
we're talking about dogs, Luke.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Gotcha.
We're talking not people.
Were you, Luke, were you insinuating something?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
He was referring back to that conversation we had a few weeks ago.
You know, I know.
Sometimes dogs are sluts for attention. Can you say that?
That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
That is true.
Yeah.
But the thing about this dog show is the worst in show is the grand champion winner, and the best in show is the runner-up.
Yeah,
and
I like that.
RJ Paddywhack is our sponsor, and they're going to donate some amazing prizes for the finalists and the winner and the loser.
That's great.
So it's great. It's going to be
I like
really
the ranking.
I like
how the worst wins first place.
Yes.
I could have done better in high school if that had been the score.
You mean with academics or athletics?
Oh, you know, extracurricular outside school activities, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if people want to sign up, go to the Carbondale Arc website and click on Mountain Fair and then click on Saturday, 7:25, and they'll have forms for you to sign up and watch.
And so that's a mere 2 weeks away.
That's right.
Yes, and I've been working really hard. My brain is killing me.
Oh.
But it's fun.
It's good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, it'll be really
fun.
You know, after you talked about the Worcester Dog Show last week and you said that Eric was one of the judges for the puppy breath part.
Yeah.
I couldn't get that image of Eric bending down and putting his nose in everybody's, all the dogs' mouths. Oh. And I'm going, that's way above and beyond, dude.
Yeah, that's community spirit.
I can totally visualize Eric doing that.
You know you love your community when you're willing to
smell
your puppy's breath.
Not your puppy, other people's puppy.
Other people's puppy breath. Exactly.
OPB.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to say.
fun. Thanks for your effort.
Yeah, if anyone else wants to talk about something or ask any questions, give us a call, 963-2976. What's been going on, Pam?
Well, it was hot dog day today.
It was.
Yeah.
And you and I both went there.
At the same time today.
At the same time today.
Yeah.
And had the best hot dog in the world.
I wonder if yours was better than mine or if mine was better than yours.
Well, you know what? I don't know, and you don't know. But
and we'll never know.
I actually haven't eaten mine yet. I'm saving it for dinner.
Cold hot dog for dinner?
Good.
That's really bad. Yeah. That's desperate.
I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't eat it at lunch.
Oh.
But
it's going to be good.
Oh, I know.
Now, do you throw that in the microwave, or what do you do?
Yeah, just stick it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and it's like brand new.
Huh.
Nice.
Yes.
And Jane and I got a newbie in on the deal today.
We did.
We saw another mutual friend, and we got her to get herself a hot dog.
And what did she say about it?
She thought it was great.
Yep.
So
they are Andy Hot Dogs at the farmer's market, everybody, next week.
Yeah.
If you want to taste something delicious, like Luke-alicious.
Wow, I don't think I've ever been called delicious before. Wow. It took 64 years,
out,
but
Luke.
There you go.
You better watch out. She's going to put you in the microwave and have you for dinner.
Huh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they are the best.
Yeah.
So he should start paying us, Andy should.
For advertising.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. What we can't tell the listening audience is to go down and get themselves a hot dog. Don't delay.
Right.
We can't say that on public radio, but we can say you'd be doing yourself a favor
if you went there.
You went down there next Wednesday with a $5 bill plus gratuity and got yourself a hot dog.
Exactly.
And a cold
good job.
Homemade lemonade.
I haven't gotten a lemonade. Are
they
good?
They're good.
That
really?
Sounds good.
Oh, it's so refreshing.
And he makes it right there in front of you.
Ooh.
I know. I'd have them all the time, but I'm afraid of how much sugar is in there.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of sugar.
Yeah, and I'm sweet enough. If I have much more sugar, who knows what'll happen.
Oh, yes, you are so sweet. Some of the time. 963-2976 if you want to talk about whatever. I have something else to talk about.
Go for it, Jane.
Go ahead. Are you waiting for another invitation?
Yes, please.
Jane, do you have anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Actually, I do.
Oh, tell us.
I would like to talk about the new pickleball court in Carbondale.
Oh,
my goodness. They
are they dreamy?
Huh?
Are they dreamy?
They're dreamy. They are so amazing. And I can't believe how many people are coming down to play now. It's like, you know, we have to socially distance. We have to wear masks if we're walking around there. But when you're playing, you're 6 feet apart from everybody, so it's okay.
Uh-huh.
But you really do have to, because they spy on us, the town.
Oh, they do?
To make sure we're following the rules. I'm sure they do.
Well, the boomer generation has been very slow to adapt to this masked way of living.
They have?
Yeah. So they have a right to spy on your group.
But it's not, we're not all boomers.
Oldies.
No.
Aren't you all old?
There are young kids that play. Not young kids, but there are...
like 65-year-olds?
No, really good people in their 20s and 30s.
Really?
Yes, and they are so good. It's becoming a huge sport.
Even cross generationally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was all oldies.
No. That's a total big misconception. You know what? I think it was all oldies at first.
Uh-huh.
But now there are just as many youngies as there are oldies.
Huh.
If not more. I'm seeing more and more, you know, like 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Nice.
People playing. Yeah. And they have a young kids class, pickleball class.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ladies, yeah. We have a call.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I was wondering about the pickleball courts.
Yeah?
Can I ask a
question?
Yeah.
What would you...
Hi, Jane. My name is Barb.
Your name is what?
Barb.
Val?
Barb.
Barb. Hi, Barb.
Barb. Hi, Luke.
What's your question?
Hi, Barb.
So if I'm traveling... Well, if I'm traveling through Carbondale,
yeah,
can I stop and do drop-in, even with the social distancing and everything?
Yes, you can. For people that aren't members, yes. I think it's $5 to play. Don't quote me on that if you're a drop-in and not a member. But, yeah, you can come play.
Are you traveling through town, Barb?
And do you have... I will be soon.
Oh, where are you calling from?
I will soon be traveling through. I dropped in last year, and so, but you were still at the tennis courts.
Oh, right.
Those courts, and so they were talking about the new courts and everything. And I was just wondering if, like I said, because I know where I play now in Bend, Oregon, you can't drop in.
Oh, really?
I
love Bend, Oregon. I almost moved there.
Have you been?
No, I haven't been to
the pickleball courts here.
No, here. Oh yeah, I play pickleball here, but I've never been to the pickleball courts in Bend. But
yeah,
the pickleball courts kind of here. You're cutting out. Can you hear her, Pam? Mm-hmm.
I can. She's doing that every other.
What, Barb?
There
now
I am. Am I better now?
Can you hear
you're better now.
Okay.
But you can come, you know, the new courts are right next to the old court in Carbondale. So when are you coming to town?
What time do you drop in?
What time do we drop in?
End of August.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The farmer's market will still be going, so if you come on a Wednesday, get yourself
get
a hot dog
from
Andy.
Yes.
Yeah. For pickleball.
Yeah, come Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings early, starting at 7:30.
Ooh.
And then I forget which afternoon, maybe Wednesday afternoon and Saturday mornings, too. Yeah, come on by.
Oh, cool. Oh, I will. I usually when I'm traveling, I look for small towns and what their pickleball schedule is, and I work my traveling around the drop-in time through small towns. So
that's awesome.
It's a lot
good
of fun.
For you. Good. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, I just was... Oh, thank you for being
what?
On the air.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for
thank
listening.
Thank you for being on the air. Whatever.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Whatever. Okay.
Whatever.
Bye.
Bye, Barb.
So we have a listener in Oregon?
No, she's traveling through.
Not yet. She said in August she's coming.
Oh, I see. I missed that.
We have a listener in Oregon.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to be all over the world soon.
Oh, by the way. By the
way,
2 weeks ago when I posted the whatever show on the website, the one with Pooplets, Kisses, and Pistol Packing Mamas, you know what? More than 100 people clicked on that, and that's the most for this program that I've seen. So, you know.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, I think.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
We're gonna have to have some merchandise made.
We are, but you know what? I was at Walmart the other day, and I was wearing a mask, but I saw, it just jumped out at me, a T-shirt in, you know, as I was walking by, and it said whatever. It said whatever on it.
We and should it be was, getting a cut of that.
It was one of the ugliest T-shirts I had ever
seen. Oh, never mind. Never mind. I take it all back.
But I looked at it because it said whatever.
I hope if we make our merchandise, I hope we won't have to give Walmart a cut of our merchandise.
Oh, no.
Sale.
No, we won't.
It's against my religion. Right. We can't do that.
No kidding.
No.
Really?
No,
God,
we can't.
That place.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know, but you know what? It's the only game in town for certain things.
I know. It serves a good purpose, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it has Mangies. My daughter is all about Mangies. I don't know. There's this toy. And so every day, can we go to Walmart? Can we go to Walmart? Can we go to Walmart?
Jeez. 9632976, if anyone else besides Barbara wants to call in. Maybe, I wonder where Jake is today. Lisa called in.
Or Frenchie.
Lisa called. Oh, I didn't want to let Lisa go before she did because I wanted to follow up on something she brought up in a previous show, which was fishing licenses on Beaver Lake. And it's true. I'm sure you've all read about it now, but you have to have a fishing license to paddleboard on Beaver Lake.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
As of July 1st.
Well, I know that Lisa goes fishing a lot on Beaver Lake.
Yeah. And it also applies to the Carbondale boat ramp and the Midway to Glenwood boat ramp. In order to use those boat ramps, you now have to have a fishing license.
Wow.
Right?
Huh.
Yeah.
Is somebody actually checking for that?
They will be checking for that, the article I read said.
Huh.
Really?
And the license is somewhere in the neighborhood of $50, so it's not nothing. I mean, for a year. There's day pass if you want to get it for a year. So it's not nothing to get yourself a fishing license. I just wonder if they're going to proportionally use the money raised for those West Slope areas versus having the money go to bigger, more heavily used areas for maintenance. I wish you could say, I'm buying this to go to Beaver Lake so that they could dedicate that money towards efforts for there.
Right.
But that's
not helpful. You know, have you ever thought about being on town council, Pam?
give me some more info about what's involved.
Anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. What else is going on, guys?
Well, did
the temperature
you?
Is divine.
Oh, we have a caller. How about that? Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Whatever.
There it is.
Frenchie. I was just thinking about you, wondering where you were.
I'm still here.
You're still here, and so are we.
We.
Where?
We.
Oui,
c'est la vérité.
Oui.
Oh, très bien. Well, you know, I watch you Americans.
You have an
event, the Mountain Fair.
Yes.
Next week? Same
no,
time?
No. It's not this week, but it is next week.
No, it's not next week.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a week
it
from
is.
This Friday. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my
the
God.
Same,
the 24th.
Not. Yeah, it was but at the same time as the dog show for Yane.
Yane. Yeah, the dog show is part.
Generator.
Yeah. The dog show is part Jane. Of Mountain Fair.
I did not know.
It is.
I'm so surprised. Simultaneously, and you do the safety, you know, the safety dance?
Safety dance? I've done safety meetings, but I don't think I've done a safety dance.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
the safety meeting, yes. You know, then you smoke. We have the safety meeting, but very rare in France.
Really?
Yeah, but it's rare because we smoke the shit, you know? That's what we call it, marijuana. And it's very, all they have is the hash, you know? You smoke the hash, you mix it with tobacco, du tabac, et fume ça comme ça, avec les tickets de subway.
What do you do on the subway? You do the smoke, you smoke the hash
smoke
in the subway?
Well, you know, you Americans are so ingenious. You have the little paper at the end, you know, it's like a tip for the joint.
Yeah.
We use the ticket, you know, for the metro, the subway.
Oh, you use it to roll the joint with the ticket?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, how
cool.
Resourceful.
Yeah, but in COVID time, I don't know if you want to be putting a ticket in your mouth.
Right.
Oh, yes. The idiot.
Good point, Pam.
Sometimes
yes.
I have good points.
Yeah, well, you know, you can make three or four or however many you need for everyone. That's
uh-huh.
all you need.
Right.
That uh-huh. And the love, you know. C'est très français. We watch you dirty Americans. Oh, it's idiot. It's idiot.
Idiot.
Idiot. I cannot say, what is the word? Idiot.
Idiot.
I won't say, yes. Oh, idiot.
Are you calling us
what?
Idiots? Us Americans?
No, just the one. What is his name?
Just the one guy.
The orange
the one?
The orange one?
Oh, he says, oh, mon Dieu. He just make a bad example. But the mountain fair, that is beautiful.
Hey, guys, we have to go in half a minute, so say your goodbyes.
Au revoir. Thank you for calling,
French. Au revoir. You make me laugh. Okay.
And you make us laugh. Au revoir.
Oui.
Au revoir, Lucalicious and Pamster.
Au revoir. Au revoir, whatever.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Bye, ladies.
Whatever.
Bye.
Whatever.
This is Bird Note. The black-headed grosbeak's rollicking refrain may be the most joyous bird song of the Western summer. Beginning in early May and continuing right through July, the black-headed grosbeak sings and sings from the treetops, from deep in the leaves, and even while sitting on its nest. Black-headed grosbeaks are one of very few birds that regularly eat monarch butterflies, which most birds and other animals find unpalatable, if not downright toxic. The caterpillars of monarch butterflies consume milkweeds containing toxic substances known as cardenolides. The poison is stored in the adult butterfly's abdomen, giving it a powerful form of defense. Many black-headed grosbeaks winter in the same areas of central Mexico as millions of monarchs. The birds consume a great number of monarchs through the winter, including their toxic-laden abdomens. One other bird in the area, the black-backed oriole, also preys on the butterflies, but studiously avoids the tainted abdomen. So, perhaps what other birds find toxic is just the tonic the grosbeak needs to put that jazzy feel in its song. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Support for Bird Note comes from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, presenting its new bird photography online course featuring Melissa Grew. Learn more at academy.allaboutbirds.org.
A celebrated drug rehab turns into a dangerous cult.
Going out and beating up on people, man, and rattlesnakes in mailboxes.
American Rehab continues on the next Reveal.